Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv. Joining me today to unpack the latest headlines, as always, is our seasoned reporter, Arohi.
Great to be here, Arjiv. It's another packed day in the world of technology, business, and innovation.
Absolutely. Before we dive into today's top stories, let's take a moment for On This Day in History. Today, May 13th, marks a fascinating step in the journey of artificial intelligence. It was on this date, back in 1965, that the very first talking computer, designed for air traffic control, was publicly demonstrated. A foundational moment showing how machines could interact with humans through speech, paving the way for the sophisticated AI assistants and systems we rely on today. And speaking of today's advancements, we're covering news from a wide array of sources, including Hacker News, The New York Times, CNBC, The Register, U.S. Top News and Analysis, and more, bringing you the most impactful stories from the U.S. and around the globe. Arohi, let's jump right into what's undeniably the biggest theme: the explosive growth and staggering investments pouring into the AI sector.
You're absolutely right, Arjiv. The capital flowing into artificial intelligence is truly unprecedented. We're seeing valuations skyrocket and massive funding rounds closing almost daily. Take Anduril, the startup focused on AI-backed weapons, for example. They just announced a colossal $5 billion funding round, which has propelled their valuation to an incredible $61 billion, effectively doubling it in just a single year. And Anthropic, already a major player with its powerful AI model Mythos, is reportedly in advanced discussions to raise new funding that could value the company at an eye-watering $950 billion, up significantly from its previous $380 billion.
Those are truly mind-boggling figures, Arohi, signaling a clear rush to invest in AI's future. It seems both established and emerging players are attracting immense attention.
They certainly are. The public markets are also buzzing. Cerebras, a chipmaker specializing in AI hardware, successfully priced its IPO above its expected range, raising $5.55 billion. This deal is seen as a harbinger of even larger AI-focused public offerings expected later this year. Furthermore, a new venture called Recursive Superintelligence, founded by prominent researchers from Google, Meta, and OpenAI, has secured $4 billion in funding. Their ambitious goal is to automate the creation of artificial intelligence itself. On the global stage, Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, despite a reported plunge in its core profitability during the March quarter, remains emphatically bullish on its AI investments, stating they are crucial for future growth. Even Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, is personally backing a months-old British startup, Ineffable Intelligence, which announced a record $1.1 billion seed round in April to build what they call the next frontier of AI.
With such immense capital and rapid development, it's inevitable that the AI industry is also navigating significant political and legal landscapes. What are we seeing on those fronts?
Indeed, the pace of AI innovation has triggered a lobbying frenzy in Washington, D.C. Companies like OpenAI and Anthropic are aggressively expanding their presence there, opening new offices, hiring a growing roster of lobbyists, and significantly increasing their spending to influence federal lawmakers. It's a concerted effort to shape regulatory frameworks as the technology evolves. Simultaneously, we're seeing the emergence of novel legal challenges. Wrongful death lawsuits have been filed against OpenAI, and these cases are strategically attempting to use existing consumer product safety laws to rein in chatbot companies. These actions could potentially set groundbreaking precedents for how AI liability and accountability are handled moving forward.
That's a critical development. As AI becomes more pervasive, the questions of responsibility and regulation will only grow more complex. And speaking of challenges, what are the latest warnings regarding AI's impact on cybersecurity?
Palo Alto Networks, a leading cybersecurity firm, is issuing a stark warning. They predict that AI-driven cyber attacks are on the brink of becoming the new norm within a matter of months. The increasing sophistication of advanced AI models is putting immense pressure on cybersecurity teams globally, forcing them to enhance their defenses rapidly to counter these faster and more advanced threats. It's a rapidly escalating digital arms race.
That's certainly a sobering thought for businesses and individuals alike. Shifting gears slightly within the realm of digital security, but moving away from AI specifically for a moment, we also heard about an ongoing issue involving Microsoft.
Yes, there's a fascinating, if concerning, story about a mystery bug leaker continuing to target Microsoft. A reportedly disgruntled researcher has publicly released two more Microsoft zero-day vulnerabilities. These are critical software flaws that Microsoft has not yet patched, leaving users exposed. This individual has been periodically making these disclosures, creating an ongoing challenge for Microsoft and sparking debate within the security community about responsible disclosure practices.
Fascinating, and certainly a reminder of the constant vigilance required in the digital space. Now, let's pivot to how major tech companies are adapting their consumer-facing AI strategies. Amazon, for instance, is making a notable change.
They are. Amazon is reportedly scaling back its Rufus chatbot, which appears not to have gained the traction they hoped for. Instead, they are launching Alexa for Shopping, an e-commerce bot specifically designed to integrate AI capabilities directly into the shopping experience. This new agent can answer product queries, provide recommendations, and even take actions on behalf of users, leveraging the established Alexa brand for a more seamless retail interaction.
And over at Meta, there's been some discussion regarding their AI integration into Threads.
That's correct. Meta has introduced an AI account within its Threads platform, and users have discovered that, unlike other accounts, it cannot be blocked. This has ignited conversations among users about control and the extent to which AI features are being integrated into social platforms without clear opt-out mechanisms. It raises questions about mandatory interaction with AI on platforms where users typically expect a high degree of autonomy.
Very interesting. It seems every facet of our digital lives is touched by AI in some way. On a broader note, there's also a compelling argument being made about which country is truly winning the AI race, particularly in commercialization.
That's a key distinction some analysts are highlighting. While there's intense global competition in fundamental AI research, the United States is increasingly seen as leading the AI race where it arguably matters most: commercialization. The ability to rapidly translate AI innovations into widely adopted products, services, and profitable businesses gives the U.S. a significant strategic advantage in the global AI landscape.
An important perspective to consider as we look at the global impact of this technology. Before we wrap up our tech-heavy segment, let's quickly touch on a couple of other interesting stories. First, something for our listeners interested in local digital presence.
For those keen on community-focused online initiatives, there's renewed attention on the process of setting up free city.state.us locality domains. This long-standing initiative allows local communities, organizations, and individuals to establish a geographically specific online presence, potentially fostering more localized digital services and information exchange.
And finally, a look at the automotive market, specifically electric vehicles. It seems global trends aren't always mirroring what we see here in the U.S.
That's a clear divergence, Arjav. Electric vehicle sales are currently soaring across Europe and much of the rest of the world, often spurred by factors like rising fuel prices, environmental concerns, and robust government incentives. However, here in America, consumers are still exhibiting significant hesitation towards EVs. This creates a noticeable split in the global EV market, with the U.S. lagging behind many other nations in terms of adoption rates despite the global push towards electrification.
A fascinating contrast indeed. Arohi, thank you for that incredibly comprehensive overview of today's top stories.
My pleasure.
And that brings us to the end of another quick news briefing. Before we go, here's a fun fact to ponder. Did you know the very first AI program, developed in 1951, was designed to play checkers? It was so effective, it reportedly learned to consistently beat its creator within just a few weeks of its creation. A truly humble, yet incredibly powerful, beginning for a technology that now profoundly shapes so much of our world. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time for more news and analysis. Good night.